Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Sometimes the spotlight of fame shines too brightly, the glamour of Hollywood colliding with the dark world of crime. Emmy Award-winning anchor journalist Deborah Norvell pulls back the curtain on some of Hollywood's most stunning headline-making stories in the new Reels series Exposed with Deborah Norvell, the twist that turns the inside story. Deborah, a two-time Emmy Award winner, anchor of Inside Edition, the country's top-rated and most honored syndicated news magazine. She joined the show in 1995. The ratings immediately jumped 15%, have remained high ever since. The longest-serving anchor on American television, inducted into the Broadcasting Cable Hall of Fame in 2016. Her career began at WAGA-TV in Atlanta while she was a student at the University of Georgia. Graduated summa cum laude, 4.0, first honor graduate, reporter and anchor at Chicago's NBC station.
Oh, you've got to stop. This is like terrible. Please, I beg you.
What a career. What a career. You've got the Today Show, NBC News at Sunrise. You've got a show on MSNBC, a radio show. The book, which is a must read, Thank You Power, Making the Science of Gratitude Work for You. A successful businesswoman, the force behind Deborah Norvell Yarn Collection, including the only anti-pilling acrylic yarn available. They tell me that's a good thing. And now host and executive producer of Exposed with Deborah Norvell, Wednesdays 9 Eastern on Reel. And she joins us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. What a career. And I think this Inside Edition thing is going to work out for you.
Well, so far, so good. What can I say?
It is great to have you here to talk about this new series on Reels, Exposed with Deborah Norvell. The episode number one is Bill Cosby, Downfall of an Icon. Have you ever seen the fall of someone so well-perceived, so well-thought of, he was America's favorite dad for a while, fall so quickly, so dramatically, so decisively as Bill Cosby?
Well, it certainly was a stunner, and I think people had a really hard time getting their head around it, which is why when the first allegations came out publicly about Mr. Cosby, when the civil lawsuit that was filed against him was settled and there was going to be no trial, it's like people forgot. It's almost though it was pushed out of the memory bank because it was just so unlikely, so impossible that anybody, you know, this just couldn't be. Of course not. And so, I think it was. It was stunningly impactful, but it wasn't fast because when you watch my new show on Reels, on Exposed, what you're going to sort of be struck with is how the allegations we now know span the entirety of Bill Cosby's career. So back when he had broken the color barrier in primetime television in the 1960s with the TV show I Spy, simultaneous to that, on my program tonight, you're going to hear from two women who describe situations that they experienced during that time, one in 1967, another lady in 1969. The lady in 1969 talks about being given a pill, becoming woozy. In her fog, she realizes she's being sexually assaulted, she says, by Bill Cosby. And it is the same story we hear from Janice Dickinson in 1984, I think it was, and again from Lily Bernard, who was a guest star on The Cosby Show and describes being given a drink that tasted kind of funny. The next thing she knows, she's woozy, and in her fog, she realizes, she says, she's being sexually assaulted. So it's jaw-dropping that it went on this long, allegedly. It's jaw-dropping how all of these people who did not know each other tell a variation of the same story.
And in Exposed, we get to see these back-to-back, and suddenly it's like, wow, there are a number of people, as you said, telling the same story. And the trial is scheduled to begin, what, I think by June 5th?
By June 5th, yes. The judge in the case in Pennsylvania has said this trial is going to begin by June 5th, and so it could be before that, of course, but that is when this case will begin. And the case in Pennsylvania is the only case in which there is the statute of limitations had not yet run out. So this is a case in which Mr. Cosby is facing three counts of aggravated sexual assault. Each count carries a 10-year penalty. It's anybody's guess what's going to happen. 10 women were lined up to testify, 10, quote, Jane Does. The judge has said that would be prejudicial to have this many people testify about their experiences, but he is allowing one witness, a woman who worked for the talent agency in California that represented Mr. Cosby, will be the supporting witness, if you will, the corroborating witness to the type of behavior that they're alleging.
We're talking about Exposed with Deborah Norville on The Reels channel. It airs Wednesdays, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. A central theme of so many of the stories is trust. Let's talk about that in the Bernie Madoff case, which still, years after it happened, still captures the fascination of the American public that this was allowed to happen, that it actually happened, in some cases, to family members and friends.
Yeah, well, and that's the ultimate sign of a good Ponzi scheme. You know, you go with the ones you know, and Bernie Madoff first solicited funds from people within his inner circle. And as his circle grew bigger, so did the prospective clients / victims that he could approach. So he was a member of the Palm Beach Country Club down in Florida. One-third of the membership of that club were victims of the Madoff scam. And so in a future episode on Reels, we're going to be looking at the Madoff scam. How did it happen? How did it go on for so long? When did it actually begin? And you'll hear from people who believe that it was actually tied to a promise he made to some of his investors when Black Monday happened in 1987, that it goes that far back, 30 years. And what is to happen to these victims now? Will they ever be made whole? The incredible thing is, while the victims thought they had a collective $65 billion, that's been the number attached to the fraud, in fact, that's what Madoff told them they had. But since he never invested any of their money, they never had those kinds of profits. The amount of money that he had received and was invested was $17.5 billion, which is a staggering amount of money. And the trustee in the Madoff case has actually recovered $11.5 billion back. So while these people who thought they had hundreds of millions didn't have hundreds of millions and are never going to get that back, they are getting a good chunk of the corpus that they had invested, which is not something anybody expected either.
About a minute or so left in the program. As a journalist, when you get a chance to do a program like this, a deep dive, if you will, where you get to go behind the story rather than just a matter of a couple minutes at the most, what's this like for you? This has to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh, it's like Christmas. because, you know, you and I both work in a business where time is measured in seconds. And, you know, 45 seconds with nothing to say is an eternity, but a story that goes longer than a minute and a half is also an eternity. So to have an hour of prime time to go deeply into these topics that are so nuanced and so varied is really a joy. And it's also a challenge because you got to make it good. You got to make it interesting. You got to walk your viewer down this corridor and then have them turn the corner with you, and when they turn the corner, they need to go, oh, whoa! And if you don't have that gaspy whoa moment, whether it's shock, surprise, hopefully not horror, but you want there to be some sort of an emotional moment that they experience, because that'll keep them watching to the next act after the commercial break. So it's a lot of fun. It's a challenge, and, you know, I just hope people watch because I think they're going to be really drawn in by the way we tell the stories that we're telling.
Deborah Norville, our guest on This Week in America. We're talking about Exposed with Deborah Norville, hosted, executive produced by Deborah, award-winning anchor of Inside Edition. You'll see it on Reels Wednesdays, 9 Eastern. Deborah, great to have you back with us on the program. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the new series.
I appreciate it so much, Rick. Thank you for having me, and let's talk again very soon.
Would love to. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.